Prelude. During the Regency. Cascada, the capital of Weirendale. Four catamounts stalk the throne room, their black-tipped tails scribbling unease in the stuffy air. They linger near the dedication fountain, lapping the water that spills down to the pool. Catamounts have guarded the throne for centuries. These beasts pay little attention to the guards who check the room or the women who periodically sweep the floor. If the maid is sobbing over a slap or a kick, they do not care. They do not attend to the night shrieks of prisoners in the cells. And though they can't hear the children's hungry fretfulness in the city below the palace, in any event, the catamounts would ignore their plight. People in general hold no interest to these mountain lions. They live solely for their devotion to the queens of Weirendale. But no queen has occupied the Nargis throne for more than a dozen years, not since Queen Cressa the Enchanter's terror-driven flight. Now, the only thing the cats can do is sniff anyone who dares to enter the throne room, seeking a familiar scent. Their menace holds off any usurper foolish enough to attempt a coronation at the dedication fountain. Sometimes the catamounts rub against the throne's arm or leg. Sometimes they dash through the room, their tawny coats sliding over heavy muscles, chasing a beam of light or a speck of dust. On occasion, they roar to relieve their boredom and frustration. But no queen appears to take her rightful place, and the years slip by. The chair sits empty. Locked tight, the throne room shouts only stillness and quiet. The catamounts wait, their yellow eyes gleaming, lashing their tails.